A wave of police shootings in recent years has left authorities in Charlotte and across the nation searching for ways to rebuild trust. Speakers at a forum organized by The Atlantic magazine focused on the city's history of racism and segregation, as well as a criminal justice system that they say treats people of color and with lower incomes unfairly. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
Activist Bree Newsom climbed a flagpole at the South Carolina State House in 2015 and pulled down the Confederate flag. She now works on a wide range of social issues. In the forum's opening panel, she said the September 2016 protests in Charlotte were a direct result of the police killing of Keith Scott, but inequality in housing, employment, and education were underlying factors. So was the city's history of racism, said Newsom.
The Old South is still very much there. The New South is something that we have to define what that looks like, but we don't get there without confronting the truth of our past.
Another panel looked at how the criminal justice system has built-in roadblocks for low-income people. Mecklenburg County Public Defender Kevin Tully recently argued with a judge over a defendant's bail. The judge said,
"No, Mr. Tully, your client is in jail because he got charged with those four crimes." And I said, "Yes, but a person who's charged with those same four crimes is sitting at home on his couch right now because he had the money to go home."
Tully said the bail system does nothing to keep people safe, and it hurts those without the cash to pay. But several speakers noted that Mecklenburg County's jail population is down sharply in the past decade, the result of lower crime rates and new release policies. In a final panel, Latino activist Oliver Marino said Charlotte's growth masks a lack of economic opportunity.
It feels like a golden cage almost. Like there's jobs, but the jobs that are here, like it's hard to survive on minimum wage. It's even hard to survive on $10 an hour. You have to have another second job to do that.
Speakers offered a few ideas: expanding affordable housing, addressing racial imbalance in schools, and establishing universal pre-kindergarten programs. Affordable housing developer Lee Cochran said growth offers another opportunity. New neighborhoods tend to be more racially integrated than the rest of the city. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.